Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 500 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Hi, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about the two most often used software tools or software programs, depending on what you want to call them, for designing and developing e-learning. And they are Articulate Storyline and Articulate Rise. Now, there's a bunch of other software tools that you can use to design and develop e-learning, and there's also some supplementary tools as well. And I talked about those in a previous podcast episode. So if you want to hear more about all the tools that are out there, you can definitely check out that episode. But today we're focusing on Storyline and Rise because people often get those two tools confused. One of the reasons is that they're both created by the same company, Articulate, but they're really used for different purposes. Both tools are essential to learn when becoming an instructional designer or e-learning developer, because these are the tools that most companies are using these days. And it's really important that you have samples from both in your portfolio. Both tools come with the 30-day free trial from Articulate, and you can get that on Articulate's website. You're not able to get a trial for each tool, unfortunately, so you're going to have 30 days to learn both. After your free trial, it's $1,100 for a year license at the time of this podcast recording, which is in March 2023, and it's half price if you're a teacher or a student. So it's pretty expensive. That being said, you want to use your free trial as much as you can, and you want to make sure that you're ready to hit the ground running when you get it. You don't want to get it and then wait 2 weeks and not utilize it because you're wasting precious time that you're really going to need to create your samples. As we're going to talk about in a minute, you'll see that, especially with Storyline, there is a decently high learning curve, and so you're going to need some time to actually learn it. So what's the difference between the two tools? A lot of people think they're competing products, but they're actually not. They're really very different. You can think about it like this. Storyline is like a PowerPoint presentation where you move to different screens with some kind of navigation button that's going to get you in between all the screens. Now, it's not PowerPoint because there's interactions and audio and lots of other things. I actually call it PowerPoint on steroids because there's so much more functionality that you can do with it than PowerPoint. But it's just set up like PowerPoint where it's like a slide and you can't scroll or anything like that. You just move through the slides. Now, Rise, on the other hand, is like a web page. So you know how on a web page where you can scroll down and you can keep going and going as long as that web page goes. Hopefully it's not too long, but you are able to scroll down, whereas on PowerPoint, you can't scroll. So Rise is like that web page, and Rise is going to have different links that are for different sections of the course, and you can click on those to kind of move through just like you would move through a web page. So you think about you're navigating through a website, clicking on the different links versus with Storyline, it's like you're going in linear fashion through a course, just like you would do a PowerPoint presentation. So hopefully that makes sense. Storyline has a steeper learning curve, whereas Rise does not. Rise is much more straightforward, it's streamlined, courses can be created with minimal training, and that's what it's designed for. It's designed for really super rapid development with minimal training needed. So someone can just jump right in with no experience and pick it up and learn it in a day, which is really cool. Now, that being said, it's really limited in what it can do, because if you can learn it that quickly, it's probably because there's not as much functionality, right? A lot of it is going to be templatized, and there's going to be a lot of canned interactions, meaning there are specific interactions that you can use in your course and you can just drag them in, but that's it. You're not able to customize. There's a few things you can change, like you can change the text, you can change the colors, maybe the font size, possibly, but you're not going to be able to customize or create any interaction that's not already there. So it's not going to be as versatile as Storyline is. Storyline has way more functionality. You can customize it. You can create interactions and scenarios and all kinds of things that are more involved and more specific depending on what you want to create. But that means the learning curve is much higher. So because there's a lot more to it, you can use variables and triggers. And if you don't know what those things are, you'll know when you start learning storyline. But all of these things are going to have a bit of a higher learning curve. Now, it's not super hard to learn, but it definitely is going to take some time. And it's definitely not the easiest thing. If you do know PowerPoint or even Google Slides, you're going to have a good basis to get started, but there's going to be a lot of additional functionality along with it. So you see that they really serve two different purposes. Storyline is really if you want to create that more in-depth, more customized, more specific type of course, and Rise is going to be much more basic. A Rise course can be developed really quickly, so there's going to be some cases where that makes sense. If you have to get a course out really, really quickly, like in the next couple of days, or if a client or company maybe has like 60 courses they need to get out and they need to do it in a couple of months, they might want to use Rise because 60 courses in Storyline will probably take years. So it really depends on what you need to do, what the goal is, and really how long you have. If you don't have a lot of time, Rise may be the answer. It also depends on how complicated the content is. So because Rise doesn't have quite as much functionality, you're going to want to create courses in Rise that are not as complicated. Storyline is going to allow you to do much more with more complicated topics. But a Storyline course, it can take between 80 to 300 hours to complete. And that's not just the time that you're spending on developing the course, but that's all the design that goes into it, storyboarding, and all of the different review cycles and all kinds of things, because it really is a lot more involved than Rise. So you just have to think about doing one Storyline course could take a couple months in and of itself, even longer than that sometimes with all the review cycles. And so if you had 60 of those, you'd never get finished. So typically when an instructional designer or e-learning developer is creating a Storyline course, it's because that company, that client needs one course, two courses maybe at the most, and they have several months to do it. And a much bigger budget, because obviously it's going to take a lot more hours to complete. It's going to be much more expensive. So these are all things that need to be considered when the instructional designer or the stakeholders decide which tool needs to be used to design or develop that particular course. Now, Articulate Storyline is a desktop-based authoring tool. So what that means is you have to actually download it onto your computer to run it. It only runs on a Windows machine, but there are ways to get Windows on your Mac if you are a Mac user through programs like Parallels and Bootcamp. But it can't run on Mac natively. It's going to have to run on some type of Windows machine, whether that is a native Windows machine or whether that is Windows that you were able to get on your Mac. Now, Rise, on the other hand, is web-based, meaning it can be accessed from any computer with an internet connection. It doesn't matter what type of computer it is. That also means that files are saved differently, which people get really confused about. Storyline files are saved locally on your computer. So it's like a PowerPoint or a Word doc that you save on your C drive or your desktop or your My Documents, your downloads, all those kinds of things. It's on your computer. So if you don't have Storyline anymore for whatever reason, you downloaded it, you created a course, you saved it on your computer, it's sitting on your desktop, but then you delete Storyline, the file is still there, just like a PowerPoint would be or a Word doc would be. Now, if you try to open it and Storyline is no longer on your computer, it won't open, but it's there. So if you get Storyline again, it will be available on your computer and you'll be able to open it. Now, if you want to transfer Storyline files to other computers because they're on your computer locally and not on the web, you would have to upload them to something like Dropbox or Google Drive, maybe email, depending on how big the file is, or maybe use a flash drive or some kind of USB to transfer it to another computer because it's local. Rise courses are web-based, so they are saved on the cloud. So it's like a Google Doc or Google Slides where it's already saved and it's on there and it's not sitting on your computer. It's just already on the web. Completely different than Storyline. But that means that you can lose your Rise course when your Articulate trial ends. So if you get that 30-day free trial, you create some samples or a sample with Storyline or Rise. When that 30 days is over, that Storyline course is going to be saved on your computer. So even if your trial ends, it's still going to be on your computer. Whereas the Rise course, you're going to lose it because it's web-based and it's part of your account and your trial is now gone. Now, if you decide to purchase Articulate sometime, I don't know what the time frame is, but usually it's the next couple of months with the same email, that Rise course will come back. Now, one thing you can do is you can actually transfer that RISE course to someone else who has an active Articulate license. So if you know of anyone else that has one before your trials get ready to expire, you can transfer it over. Now, I'm talking about the working files for Storyline and RISE. So these are the files that you would need to be able to edit. There are ways to publish your courses before your 30-day trial is over, and you can use those in your portfolio, the published version. So that's a different topic that we'll talk about at a different time. But the thing with the published version is that it's not editable. So once you publish that, great, you can put it on your portfolio. But if you find that there's a typo or a mistake, you would need to have the working file and access to Articulate to be able to make those changes later on. Another key difference is that Articulate RISE is more focused on creative responsive e-learning courses. So if that's a concern, that would be the way to go. Responsive means that the course responds to the device. It's like a responsive website. So if you're on a website on your phone and the website conforms to the phone, so it's not like you're having to drag all the way to the left or right because it's really only the width of the phone versus if you access that same website on a computer, it would be wider. That is a responsive website because it's responding to the device that you're viewing it on. Because RISE is web-based, it can do this more easily. Now, Storyline attempts to do this, but it doesn't always work very well. So if somebody really needs a course that is responsive, RISE is typically the way to go. But many companies aren't really using this feature yet, as many of their employees don't access things via phone yet. So it's not really an issue right now, but it may become an issue later. Now, as I was saying with Articulate Storyline, it offers a lot more advanced interactivity, advanced functionality, lots and lots of things you can do to really create a highly engaging course. RISE, it's much more difficult to create an engaging course. So while it's easier to build the course because there are less options, there's less of a learning curve, it can be harder because you're trying to make an engaging course with less available to you. And so that's why sometimes people like Storyline, because you have so many options and you can get creative and there's so many cool things you can do to create highly engaging courses. You can create complex branching scenarios that go off to different slides based on what the learner chooses, kind of like a choose your own adventure. You can create different types of interactions that don't all look like each other. Whereas RISE, you have a limited number of interactions. You can actually create assessments that have different types of questions, way more question types than you can in RISE when you have to assess learners. There's just a lot more available instead of having to choose from that pre-built library of interactions that you have with RISE. So that's a reason why people would choose Storyline over RISE, because you would think, well, because RISE is so easy, why wouldn't everybody choose it? And that's really why a lot of times people choose Storyline. It's just so much more functionality and it's just really cool. You can create some really cool things. I know it's really hard to envision the difference between Storyline and RISE when you're just listening to me talk about it. So I've linked a page from my website in the show notes that showcases portfolios from members of Applied Instructional Design Academy, which is my 9-month program to learn instructional design and get hired as an instructional designer. The portfolios on that page contain samples from both Storyline and RISE, so you're going to be able to see the difference between the two for yourself. Now, with all that being said, I just want to make sure that I'm clear that you really do need to learn both, but if you were going to choose one, I would choose Storyline. Yes, it is the harder one with the higher learning curve, but it's used way more often than RISE. Now, while this is not official stats, I would say the split is probably like 75-25, with 75% of companies using Storyline. So it's definitely important for you to become familiar with both of those tools. And as I said earlier, I have another podcast episode where I talk about other tools that are important for you to learn in your journey to become an instructional designer. Now, remember, it's not all about the tools. We also want to make sure that you understand how to design learning the best way for the audience. This is just one piece of the puzzle, but it is an important piece of the puzzle because it's how we're able to bring our courses to life. I hope that was helpful for you as you navigate the different software tools and programs that you need to learn as you transition into the instructional design field. And I'll see you next week for another episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there's a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.